Dr. Jason Kahn's on the line. You can call him Doc. You can call him Jason. Just don't call him late for supper. Good morning.
Good morning, especially if cheese is involved.
Aha! You like cheese more than meat?
I think so.
Huh.
I think so. I mean, I like meat, but I really, really like cheese.
So let me ask you.
Too much.
We were actually at Hillary and Dean's place watching the Need to Breathe virtual concert on Friday night, so that was fun. And so at some point my wife said, she goes, I could really go for some deep fried cheese curds. Hopefully she wouldn't mind me saying that. So we got the ones at Milwaukee Burger Restaurant. Can you, in your diet, your keto diet, can you have deep fried cheese curds? Is that okay?
Not if they're breaded.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. I mean, I could probably try and figure out some sort of breading, but no.
These are pretty amazing. Like they're really big cubes of cheese. Have you had them before?
I have, yeah. They are really good.
Somebody said that the ones at, now the restaurant's escaping me. It's like an Asian restaurant on your side of town there. Starts with an S, I think. Anyhow, they were already closed, though, so that theirs are very good, too. All right, well, let's see. I've got a couple of things here. We got a listener who said, from Colfax, who said, I listen every morning, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. That's right now. Says they love our encouragement, so that's good.
Awesome.
And I guess Black History Month, I don't have anything on August 31st. So let's see. From the weekend, nothing overly noteworthy. Okay, well, we will tell you things when we want. Tomorrow's a good one, so we'll get to that. But it is, yesterday I mentioned the Lord's Prayer in church, and also in what I had to say in Stuart Briscoe saying it should really be called the Disciples' Prayer, and really he thinks the Lord's Prayer should be from John 17. Ha-ha, yeah. Your book, Notes from the Upper Room, talks about John 17.
Yeah, absolutely. When you said that, that makes a lot of sense, even the distinction between the Lord's Prayer and the Disciples' Prayer. For me, John 17, I think, is my favorite chapter in the Bible, and it's Jesus' prayer for his disciples and kind of leads into prayer for the whole world. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing.
Well, our intended topic, having cleared all of that, is self-hatred. I was listening to Sharon Hirsch do an interview on not her latest book, Belonging, but an earlier book, The Last Addiction, which talks about our addiction to ourselves. And she talked about going into recovery for alcoholism and how the thing, and she really fought that. I mean, she'd been a writer. She'd been a counselor. And it's just like, ah. But yet the discovery, the acknowledgement of self-hatred. Brendan Manning talked a lot about it. I think probably a lot more of us deal with this than even recognize. Have you thought much about self-hatred?
Yeah, you know, I think even yesterday it came up for me. I know during our 9 o'clock yesterday, just some of the conversation that we were having really stirred thoughts about that for me. And I think for me, listening to my son, I think there was a feeling of, boy, I've failed as a father. I've failed as this.
Now, your son is like 14, right? Or how old is he?
He's 14.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so
he's an amazing kid. I think he's an amazing kid, but okay.
Yeah. He struggles with a lot of the same things, and but even just kind of looking at my own life and thinking, boy, I've failed in this way, and it's really easy for me to get stuck in that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes our theology leads us to that, to the belief that we are absolutely no good. And I think, so when we engage in that self-hatred, I think sometimes, depending on how we understand God, we envision God saying, yeah, that makes sense. You should, view yourself that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think in reality, and I think we touched on this a little bit yesterday, you know, we are God's image bearers. We are, beloved by Him. We are, his beloved children. And I think you're right. Brendan Manning maybe writes about that better than almost anyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he deals with the self-hatred. I started a book by him called Ruthless Trust.
Oh, it's good.
It seems really good. And I started to read just some of it over the weekend. But his earlier one, I mean, in terms of, is it called Abba's Child?
Abba's Child.
It is outstanding, too.
Yeah.
And dealing with some of those issues. But I think it's something that we'll probably have. Here's the thing. It came to my recognition that we'll start, and I'll put this on me. that we can start things and then we don't finish them. Like, we started Larry Krabs, you know, I'm a big fan of The Story Everyone Needs to Hear in the back of 66 yep. Love Letters. But we got about as far as Joshua. There's like 60 yep. more to go. And we started on Neil Anderson's Accepted, Secure, and Significant. I said my struggle with insecurity, but, and a lot of that seems like Romans 8 can help, but we never finished. And then we've got your devotional, which we have made some headway on recently, right?
Yeah, we're getting, I don't know, maybe two-thirds of the way or one-third of the way through so far, I guess. Yeah.
Last thought. This is the last day of the eighth month of 2020. And as we look back, wow, right? Wow.
Yeah, it's hard, I think, to make sense of the year so
it
far.
Is.
And trying to look forward and thinking, okay, how do we look for goodness, truth, and beauty in what's coming yet, and to not get completely swept into hopelessness.
Right, absolutely. And so we look to you for the answers because you got the DR in front of your name. So, okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Awesome.
All right. Jason Kanz, check his stuff, jasoncanz.com. WWIB for a Monday morning. It is 60 degrees, and it's good to have you aboard here for the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. And as I was saying a moment ago, we play so much music throughout the week, but what about comedy? Stand-up comedy right. seems like, you know, Rodney Dangerfield, he always talked about, hey, I get no respect. Sometimes it seems like maybe comedy gets no respect. For instance, if you've been, let's say good morning to our buddy Drew Frelick, counselor comedian in Michigan. Drew, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I think I've talked to you this with you about this in the past, but, you know, people have been to any number of weddings. I know in the age of COVID, it's a little different. But, and, you know, somebody, you know, is going to sing. I've seen a groom sing to the bride, a bride sing to the groom. I've seen special solos. But when have you ever been to a wedding and they said, now here's Drew's going to do a little comedy for our wedding? I mean, it just doesn't happen.
Well, the last wedding I went to, they actually did. They had me close out the reception with comedy, and they said it was the best part of the wedding. So it does happen, but
the reception. Okay. All right. So
it's tough to pull off.
The reception. All right. Well, maybe it's starting. It's starting. So, I don't know. What was on my mind a little bit, I thought maybe we take a few minutes here to talk about stand-up comedy and Jim Gaffigan right. making news Thursday night. So, first of all, let's just talk, before I talk about why he made news, I mean,
right.
this guy's really successful, and he's a success and clean, right?
I mean, I thought he was clean till he had a meltdown.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I was saving that. Prior to Thursday night, he was clean. And what about that? It seems like comedians, I mean, comedy in particular, it seems like it can have that break. Like, so many comedians go into vulgarity or swear words, and if you don't, I mean, people notice, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting time for sure, because it does feel like there's this push to be political. And Jim Gaffigan was always, you know, he had jokes about his family and about his kids and stuff like that. And so Thursday, it was just kind of like, whoa.
All right, so let's explain. For those who don't know, and it was, I found out about this on Friday morning. I didn't know if you were seeing it live on Twitter, but he had like a Twitter storm during President Trump's 70-minute speech at the Republican convention. I guess I never knew where Jim Gaffigan was at. I think he's talked about being Catholic. I don't know. But, I mean,
right.
he just exploded. I mean, there were F-bombs and the whole deal. And you could feel his hostility. And, right. and he felt like he was the declarer of. And there was all sorts of, yeah, lots of attention for him. So.
Yeah, and it was crazy, too, because it was, you know, I think a lot of people were really caught off guard by, I mean, Twitter storm is, yeah, that's really accurate. You know, it was. I don't even know, 15, 25 tweets, like, within an hour.
Right.
And the crazy, you know, thing was people were, like, in real time responding to what he was saying. And he was, like, swearing at his fans and calling out his fans. And it was wild.
And you've had mixed reaction because you've had some people, you know, saying, I'm done with you. And others saying,
right.
I love this more than ever. And so
right.
I guess... for you, as when you get you go from counseling to comedy, I mean, what about the idea of recognizing these tough, not only COVID times but political times in terms of, because comedians do, you know, they're daring, they're bold verbally to say things,
right.
and yet you know.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's like I said, it's like everyone's sort of being pulled one direction or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are some comics who are sort of not staying out of it necessarily, but just there's a deeper truth that's going on that's kind of transcends politics a bit. And so for comics that are able to pull that off and to sort of speak to everyone on a human level, I think that that's the challenge right now. But it's also, it's very needed. You know, we need that. We need to laugh, but we also need to have difficult conversations, but in a way that allows, like, the conversation to move forward rather mm-hmm. than just sort of cutting off and being done with people. I guess that makes sense.
What I miss is this. I mean, I think a lot of the late night hosts, I mean, I don't see those shows typically, but by and large, you know, they're pretty opposed to the press. I miss the days where, right. like, a Mark Russell, if you remember back, he was mm-hmm. somebody who could, he had humor towards both sides, Republican or Democrat, or even Jay Leno. I mean, it seemed like there were jokes against Republicans and Democrats. It seems like now it's kind of lined up on the other side, so.
Yeah, I saw a really good comedy special about 2 weeks ago. It's called Red State, Blue States by Colin Quinn.
Okay.
And it's kind of like what you're talking about. He makes fun of both sides.
Yeah.
And kind of the just absurdity of the situation we find ourselves in, you know.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that. It's not easy to pull off, but I think that if you can do it, that's really an amazing.
Was that on Netflix or where was that?
Yeah, that's on Netflix. It's called Red State, Blue State. You know, I don't endorse everything he says.
Yeah.
Don't take this as an endorsement.
Okay.
But it is fairly in the middle. You know what I mean? It's really an amazing comedy special from a comic perspective. So.
All right. Well, there we go. A little stand-up comedy in the news. Jim Gaffigan's Twitter storm from the other night.
Right.
So, thank you, Drew. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate you, Mark.
All right.
Have a great week.
Drew Frelick, a good guy, thoughtful, really sharp, and counseling and comedy, and a nice way to reach out to Michigan this morning. Well, weekend recap. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I'll go. So Friday night was super fun. It was spent on my patio with the Halversons. So glad you and Peggy came over. I love that we're friends, not just like at work, but outside of work too. It's super fun. On the patio, watching the Need to Breathe concert.
It was really good.
It was so cool.
I already played Who Am I this morning earlier, but they gave us a lot more songs off the new release.
They did, yeah.
Out of Body.
Yes, Out of Body is their new CD. Uh-huh. So, yeah, just fantastic. It was a great night for us sitting around the fire, watching the, yeah, it was great.
And you can tell their enjoyment for what they do.
Right. So that was fun. That was Friday. Saturday, blueberry picking, Augusta berries. So headed down to Augusta and then on the way back, stopped at the Dell's Mill to look around there a little bit, bought some Amish-made bread. And
Yum.
A little stop at Teps for some of their treats as well. Teps or Gups? I mean, some people call it Teps, some people call it Gups. Depends on what sign you look at. And then grilled out Saturday night. Then yesterday, canned tomatoes. I had a half a bushel of tomatoes and I canned them.
Now, do you like tomatoes? People kind of vary on tomatoes.
Yeah, I like tomatoes.
Okay.
I mean, I think they're fine. But I have so many recipes, you know, any recipe at all that calls for a can of canned tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I got 24 cans of tomatoes to get me through the year.
You're good.
Yeah. So I did all that canning. I did like 1,000 other things yesterday. Like I reorganized the freezer. You know, you're an adult when you like you and your husband go down with baskets. You like reorganize the freezer and take inventory.
Yeah. Wow.
So good times.
The defining event of, I mean, it was wonderful hanging out with you. And I already shared with Jason earlier, we went for the deep fried cheese curds, Milwaukee burger.
Yes.
That was big. They're good. What was the other restaurant you highly recommended?
Shanghai Bistro has some of the best cheese curds in the air. I mean, really
and truly.
They
were already closed by that particular point. But
amazing.
The defining event, I was already at church. We had like a 9 o'clock discussion. My wife calls a little after 9:30. She's like, we were getting ready to go to my in-laws, her parents in the Maiden Rock area for a family gathering. Yesterday evening, later in the afternoon, actually. And they were going to, and they did, many of them, my wife and others, they tubed down the Rush River.
Oh, fun.
But as we talked about it, we said, hey, let's put the cornhole set in the back of the Honda Pilot.
Sure.
And so my wife had got in and she noticed, and she'd even driven it with the cornhole set back there on Saturday. She had some things, gave some things at Hope Gospel Mission, etc., Hope Gospel Bargain Center. And so, anyhow, bottom line is that she noticed that the door was not latched. So she goes back, and she opens the door, and then in shutting it, somehow the cornhole set had moved. And
oh,
so
no.
It was, yeah, back window smashed. Yeah.
Oh,
back
no.
Back window smashed. So White City Glass on my mind today.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this is going to be one that they're not going to just come and do. You're going to have to probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that one, but we, my wife is so resourceful. She is, that they looked it up on YouTube, she and Elena, and figured out you could tape the back.
Nice.
And they did, and we traveled because it was to do one vehicle to go an hour drive there, hour drive back. So that was the defining event.
That
probably.
Would be
that
pretty.
That one stood out.
That would definitely be a
yeah,
standout.
It did.
Oh, no.
So that was kind of, and yet afterwards to go, hey, nobody.
That happens. Nobody's
nobody
hurt.
Nobody died.
Yeah.
Nobody got injured.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Thankful. I got to talk chapstick for a second.
Mm.
Is that my lips are really dry right now. And so it's like my chapstick, I use it, I rely on it. It's just something, it seems like such a little thing,
mm-hmm.
but it can be annoying or bothersome.
Yeah.
You feel like you're not bringing your A game. And I heard another late night radio host, Amy Lawrence, talk about this, CBS Sports Radio, the same thing. She's like, hey, I need my chapstick. And so yesterday we're at this family event and my chapstick had run out. I'm like, anybody have chapstick? And so my daughter Elena came through for me.
Nice.
Three times.
Nice.
And I felt like by the time it's the third time, and we were only there, you know, several hours. But it's just like, Dad, you're really needy with the chapstick. But,
you don't realize how much you use it until you have to ask for it, maybe.
And it's just a matter of getting to the store. And then I looked. We had this other one in the kitchen that I've used. And then all of a sudden this morning it was gone.
Oh, his nose.
Yeah, so. What's your backup plan, your emergency plan?
Honestly, I've used lotion, like hand cream in the past. You want to be careful of
yeah.
its fragrance.
Yeah,
but
right,
in a
right.
pinch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In a pinch, yeah.
Good luck.
Dry lips. Thank you. He also gives us our lone question of the morning.
It's a good one.
Let's devote time to it.
Okay. His question is, in the surrounding area, who do you think sells the best pies?
Okay.
I'm a Norske Nook girl myself. They just have such good pie. They have such good pie.
Here's the thing that I have had more of the Main Street Cafe pie. Those are the two that come to mind, right? Main Street Cafe and Norske Nook.
Norske Nook, yeah.
I mean, there are others. Randy's Restaurant
certainly
does. Yes,
good pies.
But I've had more of the Main Street Cafe pies. My wife, a big fan of the raspberry cream cheese.
Delicious.
Her favorite. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm an apple or Dutch apple guy.
Okay.
And Main Street Cafe, at least in the past in Bloomer, will give you the free scoop of ice cream.
Nice.
I also will dabble in some other, pecan and pumpkin. And that's the challenge sometimes.
I do love pecan.
If you say yes to apple all the time.
You
then,
miss out.
Right. So.
I like Norske Nook has an amazing like coconut cream pie that's so good. And they have some kind of like a tropical, like it's a coconut cream, but there's pineapple in there too.
Mm.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I mean, those are two outstanding pie makers right here in Western Wisconsin.
I think that's what it really comes down to. Unless you're talking homemade pies like from my kitchen.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty spectacular.
Ah, wow. There you go.
I make good pie crust. I make really good pie crust.
Having said that, I called you out even before you came in this morning because one of the special events, you're not here for first cup after the 6:30 weather. So I have my way. And
yeah.
It's trail mix day. And I said, oh, yeah, I could go for some trail mix.
Not with
yes,
the raisins.
Yes, you got to have M&Ms, but also raisins.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So not okay. Yes. Those are what I suppose. You can leave those behind you in a little trail to help find your way
out of the
forest.
Feed the birds, right? I mean, I've been to Jason's house. He's 5:45 in the morning. We now call it First Thoughts. And he feeds raisins to the birds.
Nice.
Raw.
It's, yeah,
it's meant
a good
for your cereal.
For
it's
them.
Meant for your trail
no,
mix.
No, that's a good use for raisins.
No, the perfect trail mix, though, taking the question from pie to trail mix, as we get back to music, I mean, you want M&Ms, you want nuts, you want raisins.
No, those little sesame stick things are good in there. I enjoy that.
Yeah, you don't have to have those, as far as I'm concerned.
Or raisins.
Let's talk about records this morning. Like, not a record store, like there is one in downtown.
Not the kinds you spin.
Eau Claire, but no, like, trying to get in the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right.
And so we're going to start off in Minnesota and end with one that makes me think of you because you love to sing. But man breaks record for world's tallest mohawk.
Really?
Yeah, did you hear about this? What's a Park Rapids, Minnesota man is taking his hairstyle to new heights. Joseph Grizzamore set a new Guinness World Record by achieving the world's tallest full Mohican mohawk.
Really?
The hairdo stands at over 42 inches in height.
Whoa!
His hairdo, not him!
42 inches.
That's 3.5 feet. That's taller than a lot of kids.
This is throwing a yardstick on someone's head. That's crazy.
And required half a can of hairspray to keep it vertical.
I would suggest egg whites next time. Egg whites do a good job of keeping your hair crazy, yeah.
He tried to break the record in 07, but didn't want to go through with one of the requirements, which was shaving the sides of his head.
Oh.
He himself is 6'1". So, you know, without any... And then another 3.5 feet with the hairdo.
Wow.
So 9'7".
So did he shave the sides? That he must have this time.
He did this time.
Wow, that's impressive. I want to know if he, colored it.
I'm sure there's a site. You can see a picture online.
I want to see that.
I'm sure. The other one is having to do with karaoke. A South African couple breaking a karaoke marathon record. How long could you sing, Hillary? A South African couple is ending a marathon with a new record, but they never had to lace up their shoes. Jacqueline Brits and Rhinus Lotz sang their way to the record by doing karaoke together for how long would you think?
I mean, it's a Guinness World Record.
Right.
It's got to be hours.
So let's build up. 5 hours would be pretty long.
That's a pretty long
all
time.
All afternoon, maybe.
Yeah.
Eight hours
is a work day.
Ten hours?
Yeah. 10 hours. Long as...
I mean, 24 hours is a whole day.
That's ridiculous.
How about 35 hours?
No.
Yeah.
How?
35 hours of singing.
That's crazy.
They didn't reach their goal. They wanted to sing for 2 full days, but still took down the previous record by 10 hours. The record had been 25.
Wow.
They live streamed it, of course, on Facebook and helped raise money for a community church.
Gracious.
How long could you sing?
Not for 10 hours.
That's kind of a unique idea,
hours.
Though. I mean, because, you know, there's so many. Here's what happens. You have so many nonprofits doing various fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, the Eau Claire Children's Theater are very creative with a lot
yes.
of the things that they do. And they're going to have their celebrity dancing, which you have said that you'd be interested in.
I think that would be so fun. That would be like a dream for me. That's like one of my life dreams. I think it would be so fun.
They contacted me this year.
Disappointed they didn't contact me.
I'm going to tell them for next year for you. And I've been seeing the pictures of Doug Matthews from UW Eau Claire, a professor.
Nice.
And he's going to be one of the dancers this year. But, you know, it's not just the actual, I think September 17th, something like
yeah.
that. But it's actually like
it's all the
rehearsals.
Practice.
Yeah.
I would love it, though. I would love it.
Yeah.
I think I could do it.
There you go. I will call someone I know that works with them and recommend you for next year. Okay. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
That'd be fun.
But what it is just there's so many of these ideas, golf fundraisers and mm-hmm. everything like that. I don't know anybody who does a karaoke fundraiser.
I don't know of anyone. No,
That's
don't know.
Creative and a good idea.
That'd be super fun.
All right. A couple of folks on the listener line at 715-396-1670. I'll start off with Jeffrey in Wausau. This is regarding, we were asked by Cody, who's our favorite pie place? He basically went Norske Nook. I just haven't had as much Norske Nook pie. I'm sure it is delicious. I just had more of the Main Street
mm-hmm.
cafe, so we went that direction. But Jeff chiming in, sharing his favorite, banana cream and pumpkin, and he says Thanksgiving is coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
How about Jeannie in Fall Creek?
She says that we should do a pie cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be something, wouldn't it, Jeannie?
What would you enter?
I don't know. I mean, like, my crust is good. I do fresh berry pies. I make a really good apple pie. I think I make pretty decent apple pie. I like to throw some craisins in my apple pie.
Okay.
It's delicious. Yep.
What's the difference between craisins or cranberry raisins?
Yes. Yeah. No, well, they're dried cranberries.
Dried cranberries.
I like dried fruit.
Okay.
Craisins claim that they're still cranberries. Raisins just try to like, oh, I was never really a grape. I'm a raisin. Like, come on. You're a dried grape.
Sometimes now you just say things and they become instant highlights. And so that one will be in the WIB Best Of segment Friday at 8:45 or so here on WWIB. She's hostile toward raisins, folks.
I am.
Pray for her. WWIB on a Monday. Good to have you aboard here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We're minus Caleb today, but he's due back in here tomorrow morning. And in the meantime, Kenosha. Boy, there's just so many different tentacles coming out of this. It's been 8 days since the shooting of a 29-year-old black man. Again, the police came out like on Friday, I guess, finally, with their fuller statement on this. It turned out that Blake had a knife. There'd been a request. He'd previously had a sexual assault charge. A concern he was going to steal a vehicle. The vehicle you'd heard about with the kids in it. And this has been a big, difficult incident. We've seen the offshoot of violence. Two more deaths. A 17-year-old claiming he's with a militia. President Trump then acknowledged that, saying that he's planning to come tomorrow. The governor, Governor Evers, sent a letter to him saying, please don't come. We feel like you're going to further stir up the unrest here. SRN's reporting that the president is still planning to come.
Mm-hmm.
You've got others like a supervisor named Rodriguez, I think Zach Rodriguez, for the Kenosha City Council. He's saying he wants the president to still come draw attention. He said Governor Evers came. Why can't the president come?
Right.
And Governor Walker also said he felt like it would be good. So this is just messy and complicated.
It's so messy and complicated. It's so messy and complicated. I just, where do you even begin with this topic and this year? And yeah, very complicated.
Should the president come?
You know, here's my thing. I know Evers is saying don't come. You know what? I haven't heard Evers say much to soothe the waters and calm the tensions.
We had four different law enforcement associations sending a letter saying you and Mandela Barnes, the lieutenant governor, said some irresponsible things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an interesting
point.
You know,
yeah. That's my thing is you don't want President Trump to come because he's going to, you know, just be inflammatory. Okay, maybe he will be. But some of the stuff that Evers put out there in the wake of this was pretty inflammatory on one side as well. So if you're not offering an olive branch of peace and soothing balm to the souls of your constituents.
And it's just such and we talk about throwing tomatoes, the back and forth politically against people. Well, a couple of other statistics here. It turns out, I said this to you off air, 175 people have been arrested during the protests in Kenosha. Turns out 102 of them.
So well over half.
Right, well over half have addresses outside of the city of Kenosha, including 44 different cities.
Yes.
And so this has really drawn
people from
quite a few.
All over.
And there were the report last week of the arrests in kind of a preemptive way of I thought it was 9 different individuals from out of state that were filling up gas cans. And what they had, it seemed to be some very nefarious activity they had planned.
I don't know. It's just,
The
world is a mess. The world is broken. And, you know, I've always, always, always lived by all I can do is try to make, I can't change the world. All I can do is try to make my little corner of it a better place. And so my personal thing is when I see all of this unfolding, I try to find ways in my community to serve and to offer peace and healing. And I can't heal the world. I can't fix the world, but I can try to make my corner of it a better place. And so I just really, really encourage you all to go out today and make your corner a better place of peace and love.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.